Well, actor Charlie Sheen, following in the footsteps of his politically outspoken father, Martin Sheen, has joined the list of theorists who don't believe the official version of events surrounding 9/11. Alex Jones broke the story, and in a moment, Alex is our guest on Coast to Coast AM. And good morning. Welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Alex Jones, who broke the story of Charlie Sheen talking about the versions of events surrounding 9/11. Alex, sorry to keep you up so late. How are you?
Hey, George, it's great to be here. No, thanks for having me on.
Man, you were all over the place today. All over the place.
Yeah, the story went viral, as we call it, on the web, and then just hundreds of newspapers and CNN and a bunch of other places, and it's all because Charlie Sheen has been following my work for a few years and called me up a few weeks ago and said, listen, I care about my kid's future. You know, 9/11 is just a huge inside job. And I want to go on air and kind of test the water. And now CNN did a poll tonight of the interview. Do you believe what Charlie Sheen is saying? And right now, 81% of the respondents of what I guess over 8,000, 81% are agreeing with Charlie Sheen. We have a link to that poll right now on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. So people out there, I'm not telling you what to believe. I mean, I know what happened on 9/11, but you should go vote in it.
What took Charlie so long to come up with his own views, at least publicly?
Well, I think it's an issue of courage, and listen, he's the first. I mean, you've been talking about it for years. You've been having guests on about it for years, and George, you're the first really marquee big national radio show to do it, and the other establishment line shows, you know, that are as big as yours are still towing the official line. They're still saying handing over the ports is wonderful, and that it's not 21, it's 6, and that it's no big deal, so I mean, what Charlie did was hitting the barbed wire for the rest of the people in Hollywood, because so many of them that I talked to, I know quite a few, are fully aware of what really happened on 9/11 and that the official story is a manifest fraud, and they're just afraid to go public. So Charlie Sheen has to be commended. He is a trailblazer in his own right, and he's just doing it because he understands how bleak things are getting, and that we need to expose what happened on 9/11 to stop future terror attacks from taking place.
What's interesting is about a month and a half ago, a number of academics, of which you and I have had them on our respective programs, they jumped forward to talk about their thoughts that the official version is not what they believe happened. And it received some pretty widespread publicity throughout our kinds of media and in this talk show as well. Charlie Sheen goes ahead and publicizes his views, and this thing finally gets splattered all over mainstream media. It's probably the first time, then, I would guess, that a mainstream media outlet, be it Fox, CNN, what have you, has finally decided to start doing this story of somewhat of any prominence.
Oh, I totally agree with you. I mean, we're on the same page. You get a physics professor goes public, individuals, chief economist in the current Bush administration go public, German defense ministers, members of Blair's cabinet, a congresswoman went public 3 years ago, and it might be in one or two papers, but that's the extent of it. And, of course, you talk to tens of millions of people a night. I talk to millions of people a week. And so there is this giant, quote, underground out there that knows the truth, but there has been a mainstream media blackout on many of these prominent individuals that have been questioning the official story. But I think it's all part and parcel. It's all part of the same thing. The mainline media is being forced now to report on what's happening or be totally illegitimate and fall behind and simply get ignored. Whereas alternative media, in which again, you're one of the few crossover mediums where you're old line media, but also alternative and new right. media. But all the other forms of quote classical, you know, old guard media are imploding. I mean, newspaper readership in the last decade is down 60%, and now it's accelerating. Big reports just came out with the economic prospectus for newspapers by some of the big New York brokerage firms, and they said there is no future. Rupert Murdoch, 2 weeks ago, talking to the oldest newspaper guild in the world, a 600-year-old group, said newspapers are dead. He said the web and alternative media is everything, and so is TV news. TV news has lost not 60%, but it's lost about 30% of its viewers. Not just TV broadcast to cable, but now cable itself has lost about 30% of its viewers. And you know, I've mentioned this before. People see the slick teleprompters and the people in the fancy suits and the ties, and they think, oh my gosh, this is as big as it gets. And then the top-rated cable news show has 3 million viewers on its best night. Then a show like Coast to Coast has, you know, 16, 20 million, depending on what evening it is. And so, really, they're legends in their own minds. And now, 4 or 5 years too late, they're starting to figure out. CNN, who I commend tonight on Showbiz Tonight, did the story on Charlie Sheen for the second night in a row. And they were all shocked, going, we've never had ratings like this. Wow, we've never had this much email. Wow, we're all over the newspapers for covering it last night and then again tonight, I guess now yesterday, but the last 2 days in a row. And they were just amazed that all of this was happening. But then after they got done with me, as if they were beginning to learn what's happening, they then cut to, oh, I guess it's true that elements of the British government killed Princess Diana. So I guess if they start doing reporting like that and make their whole shows about it, they might be legitimate again and might be able to actually hold an audience. In fact, not even being legitimate, that's not the right word. I mean, if they even want to be at the table.
Competitive.
Exactly. If they even want to be competitive, if they want to even matter, if they want to even be in the game, they're going to have to follow the people. Elites throughout history always find out too late. They always think in their ivory towers that the gravy train just goes on forever. But I think, as Charlie Sheen said on Monday on my own little broadcast, the worm has turned, George.
Charlie, our biggest story today, Alex, has been another episode that is cropping up where this administration has approved, and they're now negotiating a deal with a Chinese company, Hutchison Whampoa, which is running the ports out of the Bahamas, and they are giving them a no-contract deal. Listen to this now, because now it's starting to filter through mainstream media tonight. They're giving them the deal, the right to inspect for nuclear materials in the Bahamas that are going to be shipped into the United States. This company is involved with the Communist Chinese, with the Chinese government, with the Chinese military, and has been on a watch list for possibly smuggling in arms or attempting to into the United States.
Well, yes, they were caught in 1996. In fact, I was on with you a month or so ago, George, and you did 4 hours on this, and I noticed a thread throughout the four guests you had on. I've noticed that theme that they kept bringing up, Hutchison Whampoa, which mainstream media admits is run and financed by the official Communist Party and the military. And they're the same crowd that was given the Panama Canal. And then I have a Washington Times article by Bill Gertz admitting that the Chinese military has tens of thousands of troops now down there at the canal that we built. And then our government went along and signed the treaties with Panama to let them hand it over to the Communist Chinese. And then, yes, you have Freeport in the Bahamas, one of the biggest ports in the Western Hemisphere. But the Communist Chinese, and not even Hutchison Whampoa, but the Communist Chinese, they now have control since 1997 of the Long Beach Naval Base, just south of where you sit, our major deep water port on the West Coast. And you're right. Today I mentioned on air, when it was just on a blog, who had discovered it off of some financing documents, and now it's in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer and a bunch of mainstream news tonight just came out.
This will be the next big story. You know, we thought the Dubai port story was big. This one will dwarf it. It will dwarf those stories.
Oh, no, you're right. It does dwarf it. And it says, I mean, I'm sitting here looking at this U.S. hiring Hong Kong company to scan cargo, and then you read it and you find out it's the communist Chinese government. And then as you just put the cherry on top, the icing on the cake, it's no bid. Everything with our government is no bid. I mean, it's not even free market. It's the same thing with our roads, our water districts, our power companies are just being handed over to foreign companies. And in some cases, the deals are so corrupt that state governments will pay the foreign companies to take over incredibly profitable taxing authorities that the state has. You go, well, how does that work? These foreign companies openly come in, and they don't just give the politicians their campaign contributions now. They will hire their wife, their son, their brother at $300,000, $1 million a year to fancy jobs where they don't even show up for work. They're just open public payoffs. So what happened is, in Washington, the corruption got so bad that literally now you can walk in there and say, just like the case with the California congressman who admittedly stole $800 million, and he's pled guilty. Literally, and some of those were foreign companies, they literally walk in with Swiss bank account numbers and go, okay, you know, to your mayor, to your state legislature, to Congress, hand over this entire industry to me. And the politicians go, absolutely, thank you for the $10 million in my bank account, and I'm going to retire, and then the people get left holding the bag. I mean, to try to describe the wholesale insane looting, we're going to have a communist Chinese-controlled front company doing the port security on the containers, and they admit in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer and other reports, as you've been reporting in the last few hours, that our people aren't even going to be able to search. They're going to run the security. Meanwhile, Halliburton is just going to be a front subsidiary for UAE and Dubai Ports World. They're still going to own it. And their number two officer at Dubai Ports World is going to run all U.S. port security as the head of the Maritime Administration.
Yeah.
But as you said, all of this is just a tiny piece of it.
Yeah, there's a bigger puzzle here that is now beginning to unfold. When I see actions like this, which are just unbelievable, it now just tells me that everything is suspect, that this is absolutely out of control, Alex. And if we don't take back our country in some form or fashion, we're going to lose everything. Because I have tried to point out in my own way, as you well know, some of the deficiencies of what's happening on this planet. But after I saw this story today, I've decided I'm taking the gloves off, enough is enough, and I'm tired of it.
Well, I'm glad. I mean, it seems to me you took the gloves off a while back, and have really, I mean, I appreciate the direction you've taken the broadcast, really trying to defend this country. And more Americans need to take the gloves off. In fact, that's really what Charlie Sheen told me a couple weeks ago. He said, Alex, you know, it's time to get serious. Everybody senses it's getting down to brass tacks. I mean, this isn't a game. This isn't a joke. Our country is in deep, deep trouble. I mean, you talk about out of control. That's the operative word. There is a wild, orgy-like looting. You know, in the past, they were stealing from the till, but you know, trying to hide it. Now, they're just wildly, you know, basically America was a beautiful mansion, and they've robbed the furniture and the carpets and the jewels and the clothes and the computers and the TVs and the drapes, and now they're ripping up the flooring. They're tearing out the wood paneling. They're you know, these devils, you know, dragging their horned tails behind them are you know, having trouble pulling the chandelier out of the grand ballroom now. And then now they're ripping the marble pillars out of the front of the building. And then every time I go, hey, what are you doing? They just go, shut up. It's for the homeland. And you're like, but you're letting foreigners run everything. Well, people connected with terrorism, you know, the Chinese government threatens to nuke us on a routine basis. Shut up, they're our friends. You're the terrorist. You know, this is the attitude we're getting. And as you said, you know, people who are already standing up are saying now, hey, we're really taking the gloves off. You think you're just going to be able to run roughshod and fully gut this nation? You're not going to do it without a fight.
According to one of our callers who was reading a book on the Illuminati, Li Keqing and his group of cronies, they are listed as one of the top Illuminatis in the world. So it is beginning to look to me that this push for a one-world government is well underfoot, Alex.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, the Li family, I had read this, had been declassified, but about 5 years ago, I almost fell out of my chair. I was watching History Channel, and they had the old retired CIA section chief on there bragging how our government really didn't help the nationalists. Our government wanted Mao in because we were friends with the Li family, and they really controlled Mao, and isn't China nice? And David Rockefeller, when Mao died back in the 70s, wrote a big editorial for the New York Times that I reprinted in my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny. And he goes, oh, I love China. I love how they run things. I love Mao. Oh, we need to do that in America. Folks, Mao conservatively, and China admits this, but puts a spin on it, killed or led to the death of 60 million people. And the people running our government right now are the same individuals that helped put Mao in back in 1949. And whenever I see the Council on Foreign Relations, one of these globalist control groups, on C-SPAN, you know, they now go on C-SPAN every few months, they say China's the model. China has been knighted. China has been given the brass ring. They are the future because they have one-child policies. Their people have been enslaved. They're doing what the New World Order wants. And so the CFR gets on TV and says America is over, and they giggle and laugh about it, and they say everything's going to China, and they snicker, and they say it's their New World Order. And so they set us up economically to do this, and now people are waking up. I just wonder, George, if it's too little too late.
Well, you know what? I have thought that too, Alex, but I still am an optimist,
I
think that we can take this back. When I get to L.A. in a couple weeks, what are the odds of you getting Charlie Sheen for me in the studio out there in L.A.?
Charlie knows about the show, and he likes what you do, and I told him obviously he's a little bit gun-shy of the media, but he said that he would like to come on the show. And, you know, he lives out in L.A., and I'm already planning to be out there in a few weeks. So
okay, so we'll time it. You know when I get back. So stay with us. We're going to have phone calls with you when we come back,
sure.
All right?
Sure.
Alex Jones, let's open up the phone lines. Very strange day today. I'm George Norrie, back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And when I come back, there's an email address. You can email me at any time. I'd like you to just let me know what you think about this entire story with Charlie Sheen and specifically the Chinese company that's going to be able to monitor for nuclear material. Let me know by emailing me at george@coasttocoastam.com. Well, on our next Coast to Coast program, it'll be those special Friday night and the Saturday morning open lines. Boy, I'm looking forward to that. We'll have all kinds of things to talk about, won't we? Hey, if you need more information on what we've been talking about tonight and all night long, you can go to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Two of the websites maintained by Alex Jones. Great reading material, good information. And as you know, Alex does a lot of homework in all the stuff that he talks about. He is already documented by publications of articles that appear in various newspapers, episodes on television, radio shows as well. So he extracts it, and then he makes up his mind on what it is. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and we'll be back with Alex Jones and your final calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. You know, Alex, the Boston Herald took a poke at Charlie Sheen on Thursday by ending their editorial by saying, "Excuse us if we don't exactly feel that Charlie's the man for the job." And the paper just missed it. They don't get it. You know, Charlie's not the expert in 9/11 and surely hasn't done the kind of work and research that you have or those folks from academia have. But he's an American, and he's an American that a lot of people know because of his acting ability. And the fact that he would stick his neck out to say something is the important thing. And you said something very interesting on CNN. You said being a patriot. Would you say that again? Echo what you said, because I love the way you quoted Mark Twain.
Sure. Well, Mark Twain said, in the beginning of a change. So I'm trying to get the quote exactly right, because on CNN I didn't give the full quote. In the beginning of a change, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And that's what Mark Twain said about 100 and something years ago. But notice how the Boston Herald built a straw man out of what Sheen had said. Sheen said, we need a real independent investigation by real, neutral, independent investigators that is public and not appointed by people in the government who are clearly involved in 9/11. Now, he called for a real investigation. Charlie Sheen didn't get up and say, I want to run an investigation. I'm your boss. And Charlie's been doing research for several years and is quite informed on the subject and has done the research that many others in academia have done. And you're absolutely right. In fact, in a statement he sent me earlier today that I didn't end up using on CNN, you know, he just basically, to paraphrase, I can pull it up here in the email if you'd like, he just said, Look, I'm an American, I have a right to my opinion, and in major polls in this country, the majority of Americans, I mean, look at CNN's poll today, now at 81%, believe that there is a cover-up concerning 9/11, and we have a right to a real investigation. And so, you know, going back to before the break, we were talking about this port deal, and I was saying it may be too late, and then you said, well, I have more optimism in America. To be clear about what I was trying to say is that it may be too late, you know, to currently stop some of the things that have happened, but obviously in the future we can turn this around thanks to shows like Coast to Coast AM and what you're doing valiantly, George. I mean, this isn't George Norrie, this isn't Alex Jones, this is the Seattle Post-Intelligencer today. Listen to this, just two lines here. The Bush administration says it is finalizing a no-bid contract with Hutchinson Whampoa LTD. It acknowledged the deal is the first time a foreign company will be involved in running a radiation detector at overseas port without American custom agents present. So there's three things here. It's a foreign company run by the Communist Chinese publicly. It's a no-bid contract. Why? Why wasn't America given a chance to bid? See, I thought this is free market. What's this new thing where over and over again it's a no-bid, and then they, in the no-bid, give it selectively, imperially, like the Queen of England?
Yeah, it just makes this whole thing doesn't make any sense. It's crazy.
Exactly. So it's foreign. It's no-bid. And then you read, custom agents aren't even allowed into these areas. So, I mean, literally, these foreign governments are coming in and writing a check to the politicians and going, look, we're going to run things, we're going to own things, and you take your men in blue and you get the hell out of here.
You know, it one of our biggest fears is getting someone, some country, some rogue group to leak a nuclear weapon into this country. And here we are handing over the rights to allow a company that we know has had criminal enterprises before.
Yes.
To let them do this just defies logic.
Again,
I don't understand it.
That's the LA Times back in 96. I mean, folks, George just doesn't go on the air and say something. And listen, I want to make something clear here. Because every time I go on the air and I criticize handing over our ports or handing over our roads or handing over our, you know, everything, every time I do it, I get an email going, "You dirty liberal, how dare you talk bad about George Bush?" Hey, folks, I'm more conservative than you are, and I'm on record, and I know George is very conservative. And I'll tell you right now, I mean, I made a film attacking Bill Clinton for handing over Long Beach and other ports and presiding over the Panama Canal handover to this very company. Now, understand, folks, American companies already do this radiation testing in the U.S. and on the Canadian and Mexican border. I guarantee you an American company would have done this cheaper. But Hutchison Wampo has been putting cash in the right pockets. They're big contributors to W and the Democrats, and that's why we're in so much trouble. People are so locked into this partisanship, they haven't figured out, hey, all these politicians see is green, and they have been bought off, and if you don't wake up and stop sucking your thumbs and worshiping George Bush, we're going to lose this country. I don't care who it is. Just like George said, taking the gloves off. You know, you start trying to hand our security. What a fraud. We're told give up all our rights. The terrorists are about. Sorry, I've got a cold. That's why I'm so hoarse.
Well, that's okay. But let me tell you, this story will go down in history as one of the most bizarre episodes I have ever seen. Do you have any idea why they would do this? Let's take the money out of the picture, because first of all, Hutchison's not going to make that much money out of this deal. It's not like the 21-22 ports that Dubai is going to be able to run, which, by the way, they still haven't found a real company yet to buy out those to buy out that lease. So watch that thing fall apart and they'll still be hanging around. But in this particular case, the only reason I think that it's happening is because either this presidency has been taken over by some group, and George Bush has now lost control of what he has been elected to do.
I agree. George Bush is being blackmailed.
I don't even know if he knew about this deal. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens.
Exactly. When we say George Bush, we mean the people that handle him. We mean the Dick Cheneys, the Karl Roves, and then their bosses above them. And money plays into it to this extent. The dollar's plunged by 40%+. These countries are holding trillions in T-bills and in dollars and in our debt. And so they have to be able to come back and buy something with this. And so because the dollar has been devalued, they're able to come back in now and buy even more, because they can buy our debt with their currencies that in some cases are upwards of 50% more valuable than ours. So it's kind of like, 20 years ago, when, folks in college out there listening could go to Mexico for a week with $100 and live like kings. Basically, we are being turned into a third world country. So we're that much cheaper to buy. And it goes back to the 70s with what David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski and Jimmy Carter helped hand over the Panama Canal, with what they helped set up. It's called the Trilateral Commission. For those that don't know, this is public. This is not a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy against your freedom, though. And they openly said that they were going to give the port systems in the Western Hemisphere to China as part of a global deal. So this is one world government, kind of like Russia and the U.S. divided up Eastern Europe after World War II. It's agreements over who gets what. It's kind of like the mafia, the old Italian mafia back east, when they would have big meetings every year and redraw the districts, the territories of who gets what. So even more than free market, China is the New World Order baby. And so they're being given the entire economy.
I would love to hear the morning shows on all our affiliates, because I got to believe the phones are going to be on fire from Americans who are outraged at this latest situation, Alex.
Oh, I guarantee you that all the callers, all of them, will be outraged, but there'll be these little fake, they're not real conservatives, they're Trojan horses. These little fake apologists going, "Oh, it's good." I mean, it was so sick, George, to hear some of the neocons on talk radio trying to defend the ports deal and then hearing them two or three weeks later after their callers had beaten them to a pulp, thank God, to then backtrack and go, well, I guess it's bad, but George Bush doesn't mean it.
Back to the calls. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Good evening.
Hello.
George.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening.
Yeah.
It's certainly an honor to speak with both of you. I really appreciate you putting this information out there for people. I called up your show, George, I guess about 2.5 years ago, and I briefly expressed the opinion that there wouldn't be anything left of this country if the Bush administration was allowed to complete a second term, and that was before they were reelected last time.
Well, we're still holding on, aren't we?
Absolutely, with the truth. I believe that when the truth comes out in a big enough way, such as the information about who was really behind 9/11, the facts that Charlie Sheen has uncovered for himself, and now he's come out with his celebrity and his how well-known he is as an actor and such. And a lot of people will hear what he has to say, especially and already have on such a widespread network as CNN. I believe that when this truth comes out, that it'll be the only thing, and I've held this opinion since 9/11, it's the only thing which will shoot the issue of terrorism down and bring us all back to sanity as far as the majority.
Well, let me just throw this out there. You know, George asked a question earlier, and I rambled off and didn't really answer it. He said, why is it getting so much attention when it's a star, when all these, you know, scientists and others are saying it? And that's just how America is. You know, that's why Charlie valiantly understood that. And you know, put himself out there on the line because he loves this country. He's not saying, hey, I'm a Hollywood guy, listen, pay attention to me. He's saying, hey, I know America pays attention to this, so I'm going to take the heat using my name just to warn the country about what's happening and what's going on. And I respectfully say to you, sir, that certainly the Bush administration is very bad and obviously being manipulated and controlled, but John Kerry supports the exact same policies, and that's why things are so scary. They own both parties. So please, I want people to understand that. I'm being nonpartisan, and I know George is too, and I want to give credit where credit's due. CNN has a couple million viewers every hour, and I guess George Norrie's got about, what, 10 times that, and I'm not trying to toot George's horn. We in the alternative media, or in the free media, the truth media, need to give credit where credit's due. Out of this whole country, there's one person, and I mean this, I've written this in articles, this is part of the history now, one person who really helped 9/11 break into mainstream, that, you know, that bridge, was George Norrie. And so George Norrie needs to be commended, not CNN, which I do commend him for letting this report come out. It was actually really on our side, not just fair. George has to be thanked for really pushing it over the edge.
I'll either commend me or lynch me one day, Alex. I'm not sure which. Let's go to our first-time caller line. Welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. My name is Chris from Tucson, Arizona.
All right, take it away.
Honor and a privilege to speak to Mr. Norrie and Mr. Jones. I had somewhat of a comment question for you.
I can't really hear you. I think you got your radio on.
No, sir. I'm pretty far away from my radio at the moment.
Okay, I'll relay it if you can't hear it, Alex. Go ahead.
Basically, the question comment is this anything new, what government's trying, or is it just now they figure, hey, we might as well put it in the open because what are they going to do about it?
No, let me tell you, Chris, it's not new. What it is, it's blatantly more obvious now, where in the past, the America really never understood what was going on.
Well, George, I mean, I agree with you that it's not new, but it's kind of like, if somebody had liver cancer for 6 months, and it was new 6 months ago, but now we're about to die from it. So it's certainly gotten worse.
Yeah, I would believe that, too. Thanks for the call. East of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. It's your turn. Hi there.
I was going to say good morning, but now I guess I'll say I wish you a good morning.
Well, thank you so much.
George, thank you very much for standing up and saying enough is enough earlier tonight. What I wanted to know was, with Charlie and everything else, you know, that is going on, could it be that one of the first steps that the current administration took, and by the way, you are coming over Republican radio here in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
one of the first steps it took was to, what, spread out, to actually consolidate the media. In the Senate, in the House, everything passed, and the media has been consolidated. And Alex, my question for you is, how does an average American take back the media?
Well, I mean, we're doing it right here, and people are demanding real news, real information. And so really, we're now seeing even mainstream media being forced, we talked about this earlier, forced to report the facts, you know, thanks to trailblazers out there, you know, who've been doing it because they had conviction. And we go back to the Mark Twain quote that George brought up earlier about, in the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it cost nothing to be a patriot. You know, it was hard when I went on radio day one on 9/11 because I was aware of the operation and said, this is an inside job. Believe me, it was real hard. But, and I'm sure it was hard for George 2.5-3 years ago to start really talking about this. And it was really hard for Charlie Sheen, the first in his, you know, his, you know, super class of media power to do that. And, but, you know, Lewis and Clark had to open up the West, and other people, you know, have had to do these trailblazing events in the past. And so we have these leaders that are doing this, and we've got to commend them and got to thank them. But listen, sir, you're a leader. You know, you say, how do you take the media back? Start your own blog, start your own website, start your own neighborhood newsletter. Go pay for time on a local radio station. Do an hour a week. Go get your own sponsors. You know, do whatever you have to, and don't count on others to save America. You are part of the solution. You can save America. And listen, spread the word about shows like Coast to Coast AM. I mean, there is no mega national show like George's that will tell the truth and have people like me on. It's the only place, I mean, you know, George is it, you know, of this caliber. And so you've got to recognize those venues when they're there and spread the word. You know, it's like when you find a good watering hole in the desert, you find an oasis, you need to, you know, tell people about it so, you know, they don't die in this desert of disinformation. And a good watering hole is not just coasttocoastam.com, but also Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You know, you can go there and really see what's happening, really see what's going on.
Get some sleep, Alex. Thanks for coming on. I'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
Alex Jones. By the way, out there in New York, WABC, all my listeners there are telling me it's going to be Curtis Sliwa's birthday in a few days. Curtis, happy birthday. For Dan Galante, Steve Carr, Tom Denheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesur, Ian Punnett, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie. Somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM, we'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.